Let's go to Deanna Contreras from PG&E, an important part of the equation this morning. Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Pat. Good morning.
Good morning. And how many of us are without power this morning?
Well, we are at the peak of the power outages right now, Pat. About 4,600 customers in Sonoma County without power. That's about 66 outages, different locations of where there was a fault or where there was an outage impacting those customers.
And they're all over the place, aren't they, those outages?
Yeah, obviously right now, Casadero, there are a lot of customers without power. Casadero, about 1,100, and along the river, obviously, because of the flooding, Monterio and those locations. But, you know, we are seeing mudslides, not just flooding and the wind and the rain impacting the power lines, but the mudslides in Casadero and Bohemian Highway and Monterio impacting the poles. So that's another thing that we're seeing that's impacting power.
And of course, the question that everyone always asks, Deanna, when will the power come back on?
I know I don't have any estimations for you right now, unfortunately. We are doing something a little bit different, and where we usually we have a patrolman that goes out there and assesses the situation, and he calls in a repair crew, and then there's an estimated time of restoral. But in order to have a quicker fix to safely turn the power back on as quickly as possible, we're doing things a little bit different. We have a patrolman out there with the repair crew at the same time to hopefully make the repairs right there on the spot. Hopefully it's a quicker fix, but that also means that those texts that you might be getting that says, you know, PG&E is hoping to restore your power by a certain time, those texts aren't happening when we're doing it this way.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, there aren't really those times of restorals because we're just hoping to get it turned back on as safely and quickly as possible.
Yeah, aren't there several areas that PG&E crews cannot get to at this point?
Yeah, in addition to the wind and the rain and the flooding, we do have some access issues because of the flooding, but also because of where our poles and our lines are. They're just in inaccessible areas, and the crews either have to walk or hike up there. They can't get a bucket truck through there either because of the flooding, or it's just not safe to drive through the area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some of the crews are having to do a little cross-country hiking.
Yeah.
And some of these areas where we do have to hike, or we'll bring in, some off-road vehicles, Skag Springs Road, Fort Ross Road in Casadero, Mill Creek Road in Healdsburg. These are just some of the areas that we're having access issues where we have to physically hike up there. And then in Geyserville, you might see an off-road utility vehicle. It's a PG&E branded. It's a blue off-road utility vehicle because of the access issues in Geyserville. So you might see that out there too.
So all you need now is amphibious vehicles, I suppose.
Well, we do have helicopters on standby, obviously, whenever the weather clears, where we'll be able to fix the overhead lines and fix any overhead equipment, make those repairs. And then obviously we have, you know, contract crews on standby, and it is all hands on deck, just like all the other first responders out there are saying too. So,
well, we appreciate the men and women on the line who are doing their best to get the power back on. And Deanna, appreciate you being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Much good luck out there. That is Deanna Contreras of PG&E. And she said, one of the many groups of responders that are trying to tackle this very difficult situation.